Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that means it's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. Alan Cooper is in our studio to help us with this topic. He is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar.
I want to talk about my Valentine's Day date, which actually took place the day before Valentine's Day on the 13th.
Was this to avoid the crowds?
Somewhat, yes, and just because we wanted to see a movie. So my wife and I went from Irmo in the suburbs downtown to see an Oscar-nominated movie called Phantom Thread. Enjoyed it. Kind of a cool movie about a dress creator and his muse. So a nice theme about the arts. We intended to go home, but walked down the street, and coming out of the wine bar on Main Street was the sound of jazz. And I do love jazz. So we went in. We ended up spending 2 hours. This is just a testament to the amazing things that are going on in downtown Columbia on Main Street.
It's been quite a transformation over the past couple of years.
We've lived here for 17 years, and there were a lot of gaps here 17 years ago, and those gaps have been completely filled in.
And this is happening all across the state, and it's kind of reinvigorating local business, isn't it?
Yeah. I was looking at a report that came out from Colliers International about downtown Main Street, Lexington. Colliers was calling it kind of a trendy new hotspot. So you think of 2016 when they built the Ice House Amphitheater right downtown. Now they're talking about a pedestrian experience in Lexington. So look at what we've got going on in the state. We've got already amazing pedestrian experiences, certainly in Charleston and Greenville. And look at what's happening in Columbia, Lexington, and in a lot of other places. I'd love to hear about those other places, because I picked up a line from a brother-in-law architect who said that the number one most important factor for a vibrant downtown is the arts. And also attended recently the South Carolina Arts Commission asked the USC Darla Moore School of Business and Dr. Woodward to do a study on the economic impact of the arts. So they come out with their numbers, $9.7 billion annual impact of the arts. It's 5.2% of the GDP of the state. More importantly, both Dr. Woodward and Ken May, who's the executive director of the Arts Commission, I think very eloquently expressed the importance that the arts have in retaining talent, attracting talent, getting talented people to stay here. You think of arts education, which creates what we want is a world-class skilled workforce. We need creative people, empathetic people, people who can work in teams. So I feel like the arts are really kind of kicking places off. They were the reason we went downtown Columbia for our Valentine's date. They're the reason I might go to downtown Lexington, to the amphitheater, to see a show. I've always strongly felt like the arts are kind of number one in terms of local economic development.
Well, Alan, how's the business event calendar looking?
Well, as you could probably well imagine, I did focus this time a little bit in on arts events that are coming up and some business ones. The business one that caught my attention was on March 15th, SC Bio is going to be here in Columbia for what they're calling a life sciences boot camp. That's going to be hosted in Columbia, but has huge statewide implications for the growth of life sciences. One thing I'd like to get out to this year is in April, the week-long celebration that's called Art Fields. Never been there, and it's in Lake City. It's an art competition, but there's also a ton of events around there, like a Color Me 5K, so a creative 5K. Trying to get down to Charleston to see a play between March 9th and the 25th, Dial M for Murder, Singing in the Rain between April 27th and May 15th. This really is the festival season kind of leading into summer. Lots of great events, business events, and arts events taking place over the next couple of months.
And, of course, Spoleto right around the corner then, too.
Yes. Like world-famous arts festivals that are putting us on the map.
Alan, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.